Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, it is time to play one of our favorite games we haven't played in a while. We're going to play. Come on now. Come on now.
I mean, because this puts my memory on
display. Come on, Pop. All right, back Big Q.
It puts my memory
Here's what we're playing for today. We got a pair of tickets. Return of the Mike. Mike Tyson's back. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, January 23rd, 2026. Pair of tickets to give away today if our contestant can come out a winner. And then every one of our winners this week, today and all the days, we'll put into a hat tomorrow, and then we'll pick out one name. Grand prize winner also gets an overnight stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino the night of the show. So today's contestant is Winter. Winter, how you doing?
Hi, Hugh. Hi, Joe. How are you guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Winter, we're great.
Wonderful.
Well, we're excited that you're going to play with us. So I think you've heard it before, but I'm just going to refresh everyone's memory so they could play along where they're listening. So what we're going to do is we have a game from Hugh's career, and we'll tell him the game it is, and then he has to guess correctly whether or not he had a sack in that particular game. Now, Winter, you have to choose to either back Big Hugh, which means he's going to be correct, or go against Big Hugh and think he's going to be incorrect. Are you going to back him, or do you think he's going to get this wrong?
Oh, I am definitely backing him. Hugh, I believe in you.
Oh, the pressure's on
Hugh. Pressure on Hugh.
So she is backing okay. Big Hugh. All right, Kyle, why don't you tell Hugh about this game here?
All right, so Hugh does get a chance to guess who the quarterback was for the opposing team. One guess, but he has to guess who it is. It was an Eagles-Chiefs game, apropos for this week. Now, pretty good game for the Birds, 23-10 win over the Chiefs on Thursday, the week after Thanksgiving.
Was that in 98?
2001.
2001.
Thursday Night Football. This is Andy Reid versus Dick Vermeil in Arrowhead.
Trent Green? Was it Trent
Green?
It was
Trent Green, yep.
Now the question is, did you get a sack?
Did you get a sack, Hugh?
That was a hell of a game. Will Shields was the tackle. No, Willie Rofe was there.
And was Willie Rofe? And we know what he did to you in the past. Don't
Willie
say it.
Willie Rofe? Really? Willie Rofe was the tackle, right?
I believe he was.
No, I ain't getting no sack.
Well, winner.
You nailed it.
Back, Big Hugh.
Hugh, you did not get a sack, which means, Winter, you got the tickets. You're headed to the show, Winter.
I remember that. Yeah.
Thank you, Hugh and Joe and Kyle. Thank you. I knew it. I believe in you.
He did.
I got lucky.
Winter.
I got lucky.
Great job. We appreciate you calling in and being part of it and enjoy the show. And you're entered for the grand prize tomorrow. Yeah, Hugh Douglas, you did not get a sack.
No.
In that particular game.
Because I remember the game. Because Will Shields was the guard. Mm. And Willie Rofe was the tackle.
And we know
and
your history
cold.
With Willie Rofe.
It was cold.
Willie Rofe hands you your ass, apparently, dude.
Man, well, listen. Willie Rofe did that one thing to me that we can't say on the air. But it was embarrassing.
So I'm looking at the box score of this game. So this was a 23-20 Eagles win. You guys went there and won. Oh, 23-10, excuse me, Eagles win. You mostly played pretty well on defense, except you guys do. You let Priest Holmes had 8 catches for 100 yards?
Hey, man, listen. Priest Holmes, he was nice back in the day, man.
Priest might be one of the most underrated NFL backs the last 25 years.
No, Kansas City was a tough team, though. Yeah. Kansas City and Trent played well. Trent Green played well. But I remember because I think he was in, wasn't he in Washington for a while, and he wasn't that good in Washington.
Well, remember Trent Green was supposed to be the Rams quarterback with Vermeil, and then he got hurt, and that's when Warner took over.
Yeah, he bounced around. Yeah,
Trent Green could play, though, when he was healthy.
Yeah, he was a pretty good quarterback, man. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I'm looking at this box score. You know, kind of quiet from Hugh Douglas this time. Maybe
overstuffed
yourself with Thanksgiving the week before. I mean, you barely did anything this night. Corey Simon had two sacks. Al Harris had a pick. What were you doing?
Yeah, I was helping everybody else. I wasn't contributing other ways.
You were a decoy, I think, that night. No, we're happy that Winter won. I think you're better at remembering these than you think you are. When you can nail the quarterback, you usually remember if you sacked them or not.
Oh, yeah, because it's you remember those, but it's sometimes you forget because certain games are kind of like blurry. But I remember that one because it was cold, it was loud, and it was Willie Rofe.
How about Andy Reid versus Dick Vermeil, though?
I know. That's a fun one. You're right about the cold. It was a night game, and it was 35 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah, it was cold. I remember that.
Yeah,
and me and Willie were jawing, like we were talking trash to each other. And Willie can play.
Was he the most challenging tackle to try to get through?
Well, it's Willie matched your energy, and he talked like that, right? You know, and I'm like, yeah, he was nice. He was nice.
All right, let's get to Mike in Mike in Jersey wants to defend Hugh today, so let's check this out. What's up, Mike?
Yesterday he was furious with him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So we're even things out. What's up, Mike?
Oh, good afternoon, guys. Hey, yeah, I called in and I was like, "Hey, it's Mike from Jersey." He goes, "Oh, you upset with Hugh again?" I said, "Oh, no."
That was just yesterday's take.
Today, I was hoping you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, I felt like as a first-time caller, I probably came in a little strong, so I apologize to you.
I think it was great.
Oh, no, Mike, you're fine.
It was good radio.
Listen, Mike, we do not – one thing that we do on this station and in this hour, well, in this time slot, we don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. We're good. We're good.
All right. Yeah, I enjoy you guys every day, man. So I got to tell you, though, I'm feeling Hugh right now because, you know, I don't think that you think it's an acceptable loss. I just think that you're doing the job that no one else is willing to do, is trying to figure out what is wrong with Elliott Shore Parks. You've got to be the psychiatrist, man. You got to be Dr. Douglas and just try to figure out what's going on in that head.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. You know what it is, Mike? It's like I respect everybody's take, you know, and instead of me poo-pooing the take, I'm more interested in knowing how you got to where you got to. You know what I mean? Because we all look at things differently. So my perspective is, okay, well, let me workshop and see how did you say it that way and what makes you feel that way. And that's basically what it was when I think about Elliot.
Yeah, that's a very professional way of saying, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, you know you're trying to, man. I'm trying, like, as I get older, I try to delegate more and I try to be more of an adult. This sucks, though, by the way. Being an adult.
Don't do it then.
But I have to.
Just get petty and yell and say, Elliot, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm smoking crack. I'm in a space now, Joe. I can't be too petty. I gotta be a little bit more diplomatic. I'm working on
it. Yeah, but our age, Joe, you gotta stop letting these young guys bully you. You know, they're teaming up on you, man. They're bullies.
Yeah, I think that's Mike's nice way of saying you're close to the upper room. Mike, good phone call there. We appreciate it. All right. I got to throw this at let's add this to the conversation. I think Elliot is trying to sway the audience. Do you see this?
What do you
know? I did like the way you put it, though.
Yeah, so Elliot has now reframed his thought into a question, I think, to try to garner some support.
Mm-hmm.
He put up a poll on Twitter saying, would an Eagles loss to the Chiefs be a bad loss? I think he was trying to trick people. Like, if you vote it's not a bad loss,
Douglas,
then it is acceptable. How would you vote on Elliott's poll? Would it be a bad loss?
Well, I think Elliott is listening.
Elliott. Just tell us what you think.
No, I'm about to. And I think he's workshopped the way that he's asked the question. And that's why he's asking it the way that he's asking.
Yes or no.
Okay, no more Dr. Douglas.
But see, because I know there's more to Elliott than some of the things that he just tweets in his character.
I got
to
tell you, I'm tired of your psychoanalysis of Elliot. What do you think?
Would it be a bad loss?
Wait a minute, what was the question again?
Would it be a bad loss?
Okay, and you're going to get upset.
No.
But
how about just yes or no?
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's the definition of a bad loss?
Yes or no?
Goodness, man. Wait a minute. It's not. See, it's not a yes or no question.
I feel like this. Okay. All right, hold on. This should be so simple. Are you walking in here Monday saying that's a bad loss to take? You can't lose to the Chiefs.
Okay, if you say that way, then I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, and I agree with you.
I don't think so.
I don't think it'd be a bad loss. But I think it's an avoidable loss. They should win the game. It's not losing to the Saints, right? It is a good football team.
It's not like losing to the Cowboys.
That would have been a bad loss.
Yeah.
8-point favorites. Yeah.
That would have been a bad loss.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't that hard.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't.
No, because see, with you two, you have to be real careful in
no,
the way
it,
that
it was
you,
a simple question.
No, it's this.
It actually was.
It's a yes never, or no listen, poll
like,
question.
The whole thing here, is subjective.
Listen.
This isn't like, don't worry about getting the right or wrong answer. What do you think?
I have been around you guys long enough to know. It ain't simple as yes.
Why are you worried about us?
What you mean, why I'm worried about it? I work with you every day.
You're bigger than us.
We're about you every day. We're about you every day. Bullying.
At this point, you might as well walk in here with a Chiefs jersey tomorrow. I mean, at this point, we all know where this is going.
How many jerseys do I have now?
Well, you got the Bryce Young. We ordered you. You got your Chiefs one. We know you have a Jets jersey buried somewhere.
A Tobias Harris jersey.
A Jaguars. Yeah. A Tobias Harris. Yeah.
Good grief.
At some point, Odyssey's going to get upset. I keep expensing these ridiculous jerseys just to buy you that.
Good grief. We got fan cash now. We can use Fanatics.
We do need to figure out the prize we're giving away for Kiss the Baby if the callers win.
Yeah.
Is it a Douglas Jacksonville jersey?
Do they still have those?
Oh, we could find one of those on eBay.
I mean, yeah. Like, whoever owns one is probably very happy to give it away.
Yeah, for like $5. All right, I'm going to look it up right now. How much do you think a Hugh
Douglas
Jaguars jersey is going for?
But they probably don't even have any.
No. Of course they have them. I mean, they're buried somewhere. Here, I found plenty. Someone's charging $45?
Oh, that's a ripoff.
There's no way I'm paying that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You were 58 there?
Yes, for a little while.
Yeah, to this point, I can't find many, but there is one I found right here. Number 58 Douglas Jaguars, $45. I got to say, it doesn't look like they got many wears out of it. It looks brand new.
Yeah, because it wasn't anywhere that long.
They bought that one. How long do you think it's your tenure? They were like, yeah, shouldn't have bought this one.
Well, yeah, they were excited. And, you know, I got a sack the first game, and then Jack started doing what Jack does. And then after that, It was like, man. You know, and then I went militant, and I started telling everybody how I really felt.
Yeah.
And then it was all downhill.
All right, you can make an offer on eBay. What should I offer? They're asking $45.
I would $20. $20 is easy.
I'm thinking more like $5.
That's fine. Yeah. Go for that. Yeah. I would give them $5.
All right, we'll see what they say. I'll offer the $5, and we'll go from there. Art and Philly's up, talking Eagles Chiefs. Art!
Yo!
All right, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Art. We love you.
You make my whole day listening to you guys. You guys are really comedians. I love you. Anyway, Kansas City has totally regressed. They're not that good. They got Chris Jones on a defensive line is terrific. And Mahomes.
Karloftis is not bad either. Karloftis is coming to George Karloftis. He's coming to his own.
But the two of the main guys that are better than all of them is the punter and the field goal kicker.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrific. They're terrific. But anyway, I don't think Kansas City's even going to make the playoffs this year. And we will win at least by 10 to 14 points.
That
we're
be
that
lovely.
Much better than them. We're going to beat that. It's over. It's over. Believe, trust me. And thanks for that suggestion of getting Carter some help. And I agree with you. You brought up a good point there. I just hope he doesn't go off anymore.
Well, we all do. We need him.
We really need him. I said the other day to get rid of him and all. I'm changing my mind. We need him.
He's a great football player. They got to keep him on the field. Art, we appreciate you, buddy. Good phone call. Now are you ready to say it's not acceptable? I just laid out for you why they're going to win by 10 to 14 points. I've reset the line in the game. It's no longer 1.5. We have the Art Sportsbook, 10.5.
Again, was never my take. I was just trying to workshop how Elliott got to where he got to.
Or you could just say, Elliott's ridiculous, and go against
him. Well, I choose not to use those words. I choose to lead with love. And I try to understand people's perspective.
No, you got 5 minutes, I'm going to break your face.
So that's that old Hugh Douglas.
I appreciate Elliott. I respect Elliott, and I tell him he's wrong. I mean, it's not that hard. It's easy.
Now, I will admit, there's been times that we've been together and Elliott has said something, and you blink twice really hard, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Hold on. Just picture Elliott as Herb from last week. Or was it 2 weeks ago?
But listen.
And Herb really got under your skin.
But listen,
yeah,
let me tell you.
Herb did get you.
He got you.
That puppet, that whole puppet thing. That dog don't hunt.
We haven't heard from old Herb since then.
Want to play with me?
No, he ran away.
Here's the thing. We've been around Elliott when he's had some of these takes, right?
Yep.
And I always like to look him in his face when he gives them. He believes, like, you can't be mad at somebody who believes what they're saying.
No, I'm not mad at him. I just think he's wrong.
No, okay, sometimes I think he's wrong, but I'm more fascinated on, okay, bro, how did you get there? And so I'll ask the question, and he'll present it, and he'll say it in a way where I'm looking at him because I want to see how sincere he is. He's very sincere.
Yeah.
And that's the thing to me that's fascinating because it's like, dude, what the dude?
So here's how much I love Elliott. He's going to win the debate tomorrow against Jolly, even though I think he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think Elliott's going to win this debate. 11 a.m., by the way, sharp on our show tomorrow. 11 a.m., Jolly Elliott debate day on whether or not this is an acceptable loss.
How much is that Jets jersey?
Which one? This one?
The Douglas one.
Yeah, there's a jet. Hugh's now looking across.
He was thinking about hawking some of his old game worn jerseys.
How much is that?
Someone is charging $111.95.
I didn't even wear that jersey, though.
Well, this is a Hugh Douglas autographed signed jersey. This is a.
Wait a minute, I signed that?
95 Defensive Rookie of the Year is in the explanation. You didn't wear this jersey?
No, you know what happens?
You signed it.
Wait a minute, let me look at that signature.
It's certificate of authenticity.
Let me see.
That's their lion. You didn't wear this one?
I didn't wear that jersey.
Well, you better go tell eBay.
No, you know what happens a lot of times when you go to these car shows, instead of having the actual jersey, you sign the letter. Like, they'll just had the letters, right?
Yep.
Somebody probably just had the 9, and I just signed the letter, and then they put it on the back of the jersey.
I got to tell you, maybe it's because I'm with you every single day. This feels like a lot to pay for your autograph and a jersey.
I'm looking at it, and I'm like, damn, that is a lot. I do like that jersey. I do like the newer Jets jersey, though. But I never wore that.
Yeah.
I never wore that. The other one, the green one,
that's the one
I wore. Yeah, that's the one when
I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, that's the one.
The Jets were on the 1 o'clock games. That's what I remember.
The 1 o'clock,
1 and 15 Jets. That's the green I remember there. All right, let's talk to Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Violet. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I'm sorry. Wait, I need to take myself off speaker, right? I do that all the time. Hold on. Oh. Sorry.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Only person you bother is Kyle.
I mean, come on.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. Well, because I'm doing stuff while I'm listening to y'all.
We get it. Yeah, we get it.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for taking my call. And I do want to just say really quickly, my heart and prayers go out to all the people that lost families during 9/11. So I think that's really important.
Well said. Every day, every time this year on this anniversary, it's just it kind of still hits you, Violet. I'm glad you said it, and we feel the same way.
Thank you. So two things. Yes, I you know, I made a mistake. I should have stayed with my gut. And Hugh, you were absolutely right, because you said it was going to be a close game with Dallas. I think the Eagles should win this weekend. I was not that impressed with Kansas City. I watched a lot of football. I had like football hangover. To me, Kansas City just didn't look sharp. We were okay, but I think we should go in there and win the game. And I know Andy Reid does great after a break and this and that, but you know what my saying is? There's a first time for everything, and we're going to burst their bubble.
Well, there is a first time for everything. And look, they don't start 0-2 often. They don't lose 3-0. But you know what? At some point, those things go away. At some point, they're going to lose 2 in a row to start a season.
Yep. And then I wanted to touch on the Phillies. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the biggest series of late was the Brewers series. But I think that got overshadowed because, of course, opening night.
You're totally right. That last game when they won the series was directly against the start of the Eagles game, and I think it did get overshadowed. You're right about that.
That said a lot to me about this team. I've been preaching it all along. I usually look forward to football, and I love football. I really, really do. But I'm so excited because now, like, I understand baseball more. It is such a great game. I am so in love with this team. I'm so in love with everything that's going on. And I know people are really down on Cassie, but I love him. I hope whenever he comes in, he does well, because I like his swagger. I really do. And I hope he gets it back. So.
Well, and you know what? He could be kind of a difference maker if he does. If Violet Weaprisofoco, he's going to start tonight against the lefty. Look, Castellanos has fallen out of playing most days, right? He's now a part-time player, and he's the short side of the platoon, right? Mm-hmm. So he's only going to play maybe twice, three times a week, because you're only going to see so many left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm wondering about when we get into the playoffs, I don't know if Topper's going to do it in the regular season. I do wonder how he would perform in a big pinch hit spot, right? So let's say it's a game he's not starting, right? Kepler gets the start because they're facing a righty. But then late in the game, the opposing manager, let's say the Dave Roberts of the Dodgers, brings in a lefty. It could be a big spot for Castellanos. Like two guys on, seventh inning, a lefty on the mound.
Yeah.
He said, Topper says, all right, Kepler, sit down. Cassie, this is your at-bat. Like he could still, even though he's not starting as much, he could still have a moment to help this team a lot.
Yeah, you got to keep him engaged. And I think that he's come to grips or come to terms with how he's going to be used. And listen, you win the World Series, it doesn't matter how it was done, because you're going to go down as one of the heroes in the city. So, yeah, just embrace it and do what you had to do to get to where you need to be.
It would be nice, too, if the next couple weeks, when he does get his starts, including I expect him to start tonight against Peterson, he hits, right? So then you kind of feel good if they have to use him in a playoff game, or they start him, or they bring him off the bench. But, yeah, look, he's not as important as he used to be, and he's not as big of a deal if he does struggle, because they're not going to play him as much. They're going to play Kepler more. They're going to play Marsh, obviously, in the two corner spots. But it would be nice if he's available for a big pinch hit spot. The moment could find him at some point in October here. All right, coming up, your phone calls on the Phillies. Does this feel different? This season, the way they're playing since the trade deadline, the whole thing feels different to me. Are you on board? And, of course, Hugh Douglas on board with Elliott Shore Park, saying this would be an acceptable loss. Just a ridiculous day here.
I don't recall saying that.
Well, guilt by association?
Yeah, I've heard.
You are there, all right? Plus, on the other side, along with you people, we got to talk about tonight's game. It's the first Amazon Thursday Night Football game of the season, and it is a good one. Washington at Green Bay. We'll talk about who we think is going to win, but really, who do we want to win? Who should we be rooting for in tonight's game between the Commanders and the Green Bay Packers? That's coming up. We'll get to all your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5. And get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5. If it wins, you'll unload $300 in bonus bets to use all across. You can go parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.